You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. End Time World News, folks, is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We're also here if you need to contact us, and if you have any questions, concerns, or anything, you can write us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast, folks, and again, I just want to remind our listening audience out there that we are listener-supported 110%. In other words, if you, the listener, weren't listening to us, we couldn't make it. You know, we're listener-supported podcast, listener and donations. So I appreciate all your donations and everything. So let's get into today's news, shall we? Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's date is, the news article comes from today, or from yesterday, rather, Friday, March 25th, 2022. It's a very fascinating and interesting article. I'll go over and try to highlight the article. And again, the link will be down below, folks, so that you can click the link if you want to read the article in its entirety. So here we go. Today's news from naturalnews.com. The headline reads as follows: Abortion Welfare. Getting an abortion in California is now free thanks to Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom is the he is the governor of the state of California. Unfortunately, you know, they had a recall, and he surpassed the recall. He had lots of donations and everything. You know, he's one of them. He's one of the elite. They want to keep him there in California. So if they keep him there in California, they know that they can control that monster huge state. California is a large state. Texas is another one. But they want to control that left coast there. And if they lose the governorship to somebody other than a liberal or a Democrat, of course, then they're going to be in trouble because, you know, as California goes, so does half of the United States, because everybody always thinks it's so cool to be in California and all that, and Hollywood, of course, and everything out there. So, again, the article reads, the headline reads as follows: Abortion Welfare. Getting an abortion in the California is now free thanks to Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom of California signed into law new legislation that forces California taxpayers to foot the bill on every abortion that is performed in the Golden State. Well, there you go, folks. The new law forbids insurance companies from charging copays, deductibles, or any other type of co-sharing for abortion services, meaning the person getting an abortion does not have to pay 1 cent out of pocket. Boy, I bet the left-wingers will be flocking to California now when they accidentally get pregnant and they discover that and don't, they want to throw away the fetus that becomes a baby and they want to get rid of it. So they just go out to California and the process is taken care of and no sweat off of their brow. Wow. Senate Bill 245, known as Abortion Accessibility Act, was introduced early by Long Beach Senator Lena Gonzalez, of course, a Democrat. Newsom's office stated that the at the time, California is only one of six states that require health insurance providers to cover the cost of baby murder procedures. And that's exactly what it is for a lot of people. A lot of people go out, folks, and I hate to say that, they go out and they fornicate and they go out and they do things and they end up having sex with a partner and they have an unplanned pregnancy. And so that's natural nowadays, especially with a lot of left-leaning liberal people. Naturally nowadays, a baby, heaven forbid, a baby, a life, let's just get rid of it. Let's just throw it in the trash and that's it. Oh, geez, I made a mistake. We should have been more careful and blah, 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 blah. And so people don't seem to care. They treat life, and they treat life, folks, as just an inconvenience, at least when they get pregnant and they know what they're doing. You shouldn't sleep around unless you're married, and you should plan this stuff out. If something happens, something happens. You know, that's God's will. But again, you know, you shouldn't just be playing around or sleeping around. And when you do that or have multiple partners and you end up getting pregnant, well, then God sees that. God does not like that. God does not like murder of an innocent baby. The baby didn't do anything wrong. The two adults did something wrong. They did something wrong. They called fornicating. They called playing around and they called sleeping around with people that are not married to one another. You know, that's adultery and that's evil. They should not be doing that. That's a sin, folks. That is a sin. As states move us backwards by restricting fundamental reproductive rights, California continues to protect the advanced reproductive freedom for all, boasted Newsom's office on Twitter. Oh, boy, here we go. Murder. Yeah, let's celebrate murder. Not only does Newsom law eliminate out-of-pocket costs for abortion procedures, but it also increases insurance premiums for the working class people and their employees, which will now be paying for other people's abortions. That bill would prohibit healthcare service plan, an individual or group policy, certificate of health insurance, student blanket disability insurance that is issued, amended, and renewed or delivered on or after January 1st, 2023, and imposing a deductible copay insurance or any other cost-sharing requirement on coverage for abortion and abortion-related services as specified by the bill's states. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Here we go, folks. It never ends. California just leads the way to insanity. The bill also prohibits healthcare plans from imposing utilization of management or utilization review on the coverage for outgoing abortion services. The bill would require a contract certificate or policy that has a high deductible healthcare plan. Cost-sharing prohibition would apply once the enrollee's insured deductible has been satisfied for the benefit year. The legislation continues. Jennifer Newsom, Gavin Newsom's wife, praises the free abortion bill for pregnant people. It's like, oh, yeah, well, let's celebrate murdering babies now. Boy, isn't that, you know. God looks down on this, folks. And again, this is a Christian podcast, okay? I want to remind everybody out there. Sometimes I get a little off topic, but I apologize. God looks down on murder. He understands what's going on. It's people that don't comprehend. It's not a God problem. It's a man problem. I hope you understand that, folks. It's a man problem. It's a sin problem. God created man, and once Eve took from the fruit or picked from the fruit, the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge, then there you go. That started all this. And by realizing everything, God created perfection, but God also gave man choice in the Garden of Eden way back in the book of Genesis. And so because man and woman both decided to sin and do their own thing, this is what we've ended up with thousands of years later. Here we are, folks. Here we are. We make our own choices, and we think now, going forward in time, that by killing a baby, sacrificing a life, killing a baby, just for the sake of convenience, and now that becomes inconvenient, that God is not going to take out his vengeance on us. I hate to tell you something, folks. You're dead wrong. You're absolutely, positively dead wrong. All of us will be punished as a nation. All of us here will be punished because God truly recognizes life. God sanctifies the marriage of a man and woman, and God wants the man and woman to be married. The guy does not want the woman to be pregnant out of wedlock. That's why God created marriage. And it says that in the Bible, the two shall become one, intertwined. And so you have to realize that this is murder. And we all, even if I'm here in Michigan, where this broadcast is coming from live, as I speak to you and I pray for the people of California. I pray for the insanity there. I pray for the world. I pray for everyone here in the United States, and I pray for everyone around the world. And the insanity just never, ever, ever seems to stop. And California always leads the way, and it's either New York or California, one of the two states there that has the populace, always leads the way in insanity. And again, I've only been here in Michigan, back home to my home state here of Michigan, just in the last three and a half months. I haven't been here very long. I've been in Florida just about 19 years, and we had different freedoms. And again, people can say what they want, but the government in the state of Florida was not nuts the way they are in a lot of other states, Democratic ran states. And I'm going to call that out from time to time. And I know people aren't going to like this podcast. They're going to say, oh, you're supposed to be a Christian podcast. You're supposed to forgive. And I do forgive people. But murder is murder. I will not sit back and idly watch as they continue to murder babies. The babies are purely innocent. They're completely innocent, folks. They didn't ask that. They didn't want this. They don't want to be ripped from limb to limb. Have you ever seen an abortion? Oh my gosh, it's the most heinous, horrific, hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. I've actually seen that back in the day when YouTube didn't screen as much and on other video platforms, and it made me cry from end to end, folks. It really made me cry. Seeing a poor little baby, a little innocent child being ripped apart, it's a horrible feeling. Also, that mother can just be cleaned out basically with a vacuum, the child ripped apart. And also the mother can be sewn up, and then another 20 or 30 days later, they're out doing the same thing. They're having premarital sex once again and don't care. Then they get pregnant again, and then they go through the same process. Baby develops. Baby gets ripped out of the womb and murdered. This is the same, by the way, Gavin Newsom, who wants to force California taxpayers to also foot the bill. There we go. Get it out. Foot the bill for reparations. And of course, he's big into that. Gavin Newsom's hardworking Californians will have to funnel their cash straight to the coffers of the black people. Because for centuries ago, slavery that never even existed in California, unless you count the illegal immigrant workers who pick all the food and the retail jobs and clean all the rich people's homes, including Gavin Newsom's own real estate. Meanwhile, in Arizona, the legislations is moving the opposite direction, have voted in favor of banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The bill is now headed to Governor Doug Ducey's desk and is expected to sign. Thank God there is at least a little bit of common sense here. Unfortunately, Michigan doesn't have a lot, folks. But again, there are some other states that make up Florida, Arizona, Texas. There's a few states that make up, and there is hope, and there is hope and pray that we can turn this around, and God can create and perform miracles. I know we've all gone through challenges. I'm going through a challenge right now as well. Just moving back to Michigan after about three and a half months I've been here. The snow is very hard to get adjusted to. Haven't had fun in the sun for close to 19 years. It's very difficult. I could go out almost every day of the week and it'd be somewhat warm out in Florida, with the exception of January. Sometimes it gets a little cold a couple days a week. Here, the snow's been on and off. It's been very hard, very depressing sometimes. And then on top of that, you know, when people, as you get older, your health starts to have problems. And in my particular case, I've got a pain on the left side. They think it could be a gallbladder. They're not sure. So I just ask and pray. And normally I never do this, folks. And I ask and pray, and I throw this out here into a public forum. This podcast goes worldwide. If you could say a prayer for me, I would greatly appreciate it, that I don't have a bad gallbladder or gallbladder stones or anything, or cancer. I'll know April 5th once the ultrasound comes in. I've already had a CT scan, and so we'll find out and we'll know further what's going on. And just pray. That's all I ask, just a simple two-minute prayer. I'd appreciate it. Right now, here's a simple prayer. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into your life, all I say, folks, is if you have about 2 minutes, just repeat after me. Find a quiet space in your home. Find if you have to even run into the bathroom and lock the door, if you have to go out in your car or your truck and close the door just so you can have some peace and quiet, or go for a walk if you're in a warm state. Just find a place you can get away for just 2 or 3 minutes. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, just repeat after me, folks. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, myself, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving. A person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, congratulations. Thank you so much. Congratulations for that. Welcome to the family. And the first thing you need to do is just get a hold of a good Bible. You can order one on Amazon if need be. Get a hold of a Bible. You can even pick one up sometimes at Walmart if you're here in the United States. If you don't have a Bible, what you can do is you can find a good church and contact the pastor there if you don't have a Bible. And that might help you. And just start digging into the Word of God. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is very good. Jesus' own words, life of Jesus. It's very, very good. I'm the type of person, I like to start at the front, work my way to the back. But you can start anywhere in the Bible. And then once you get into the Bible, then find a good church, folks. Find a real good Christian church, one that believes in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the church that you need to find. And that's the church preaching the gospel. And that's most important. And then next, if you want to approach the final step, approach the pastor, approach a deacon, or approach a senior member of the church and just say, hey, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, tell them about your experience. And also, any questions you have, you can get a hold of them. And you can also write here to the program and ask me questions at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. You can write any questions, of course, always to me, and I'll try to answer if I can answer folks. I usually try to check my email all the time, and sometimes we get a lot of people writing in. Sometimes we get some spam. Of course, I ignore the spam. But again, let me know your experience and congratulations. And this is Eric, and I'm your host of End Time News. Folks, like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. And again, you can write us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. Take care for now, and I'll see you soon. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.